This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. On the day a shooter in Florida killed 17 people at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, 18-year-old Jack Sawyer of Pulteney, Vermont, was allegedly texting back and forth with a friend in New York State. "That's fantastic. 100% support it," he's reported to have said about the Parkland shooting. "It's just natural selection, taken up a notch." The friend Sawyer was texting with was alarmed. She didn't know what to do. Just days earlier, Sawyer had told her that he'd been thinking about shooting up his former school, Fairhaven Union High School in Vermont. So she reported it. And now she's getting credit for helping to thwart what could have been a deadly and devastating school shooting in Vermont. For a few days, she was just listed as juvenile AM in court documents. But now she's come forward. She says she was inspired by the activism of students in Florida to speak publicly. Her name is Angela McDevitt. She's 17. She lives in New York State and knew Jack Sawyer from a school in Maine they both attended. I spoke with McDevitt on Friday, and she described her feelings as she exchanged text messages with her friend.
I was very conflicted, but I knew that I had to tell someone. I just didn't know where to go at first.
How did you know you had to tell someone? Like, how do you know the difference between banter or somebody who's being jokey, especially in text messages, and something that felt different to you?
Yeah. So I definitely knew the difference when there was no remorse towards people dying. And I knew that that is not something that anyone jokes about.
Mm. How did you feel when you realized you needed to go tell someone?
I honestly just was kind of like conflicted, like, because I did have a friend at the other end of this.
So what did you do?
I called my friend right away and I talked to them and I told them what happened. I read them the messages and they said, I was like, I need to go somewhere. Where do I go? And so they suggested that we would go down to guidance the next day.
And that went well. Were you comfortable with how that all unfolded after that?
Yeah, it was definitely nerve-wracking up until I was in guidance, like on the bus that morning and really the night before. But once I got there, I was very comfortable. And I was emotional there, too, but I was comfortable talking to them.
So this all then unfolded fairly quickly. And once Jack Sawyer was under arrest, the news came out, and you weren't identified right away, or you were anonymous.
Yes.
And that must have felt, well, how did it feel to see yourself in the news and to see what happened after you took action?
It felt, I did not feel well at all. I remember waking up the next morning after I had reported it, and I looked it up and I saw that Jack was in custody, and I just did not feel well. I was very emotional the entire day. And then to see like the story on the news without me, I was again a little nervous because I didn't, at this time, I didn't want my name to come out because I didn't know how like everything would play if my name did come out. And so, yeah, mostly the overall feeling was just nervousness. And also I just did not feel well at all.
Like emotionally well, or like, did it make you feel sick to your stomach physically too?
Both.
Yeah,
definitely both.
So did you feel like you got to make the decision about whether or not to reveal who you were? Because I imagine there were reporters trying to figure out who you were, regardless of whether you decided to take your name.
Yeah. So I was very surprised. I was told by everyone basically that I had talked to that my name was going to be put on a public witness list and that would be it. No one would really know that it was me. And then all of a sudden the media went down from an anonymous source to a girl in Arlington High School. And it wasn't a matter of, I really did think my name was going to come out. It wasn't a matter of if it was going to come out. And so then I kind of sat on it and I took control, and reporters were requesting my social media accounts and also my parents' social media accounts. And then I kind of decided, I was very inspired by like what was going down in Parkland with the kids stepping up to advocate for gun control, that I decided that I would want to use this as a platform to do the same.
That's a brave step to come forward and let your name be out in public, especially you know, living in the era we do now, that you sort of lose control over how people are getting in touch with you and what they're saying about you. I think that was a brave step to take.
Thank you. Yeah, it was nervous. I still don't know where all of this is going to go, really.
You say you were inspired by the students in Parkland who have been standing up and demanding action and going to the state capitol, going to Washington. And in fact, students around the country have now been doing this. We've had students in Vermont do it and in other places as well. What is the message that you want to send by saying, I'm also coming forward to talk about this?
Yeah, I definitely have a lot of opinions about what is happening there with that. I think that gun control needs to be put in place, and I definitely want to have a voice in it. And I don't think that the answer is to arm the teachers.
What do you think the answer is?
I don't know the exact answer, but there definitely needs to be regulations on how quickly and who can acquire a firearm and also where. Right, as of now, you can walk into a sports store and buy a gun within the hour. And the background check, I read online that 92% of checks are immediate, like the verdict is immediate. And if it's cleared, if the person's cleared, they get the gun. And that's just not okay. Guns can fall into way too many wrong hands that way.
What do you think having a waiting period would do?
I think it would give the vendors of the gun, so the people selling the gun, time to look into the person that they're selling it to, whether they have been hospitalized for mental health issues, whether they've committed any crimes, because a lot of crimes like are sealed too, so it's harder. It's like you can do a name search online and nothing might come up.
Were you thinking about these issues before Parkland and before you found yourself in the middle of this? I mean, is this a position you've had before, or has it evolved?
I've always kind of thought that guns were way too easy to acquire, but nothing has really personally affected me until now. So I did definitely gain a stronger view on this issue and on what the NRA is doing and on what all the lawmakers are doing. So it definitely developed when I was personally affected. Yeah.
When you are in your high school, and as a high school student today, many students go through lockdown drills as part of their experience in school, from preschool on up through high school and even in colleges. And I don't know if that's been part of your school experience, but, you know, I'm wondering if you thought about school shootings in previous school shootings or thought about your own school community. As a high schooler today, does this feel like something that could happen to you?
It definitely feels like something that could happen because, number one, my school is so massive. There's close to 4,000 kids in my school. And again, all it takes is one person to cause this tragedy where hundreds of people can be affected. And it definitely raises more concern after another school shooting happens. So like after Sandy Hook, there was that period of, oh my gosh, this is going to happen again. And then for previous school shootings, it's kind of died down. But now with everyone stepping up in Parkland, I don't think it's going to die down. And with that, I don't think that the fear is going to die down either until things get changed.
How is it going at your school right now with you and your friends and all of your fellow students now knowing that you were the one who reported this young person?
Yeah, there's definitely been more attention on me from people that I don't really know as well. But all of the teachers have been very supportive, and I've been thanked by almost all of my teachers. And it's nice to be thanked, but it's also hard to focus in school too with this because it's just so overwhelming in my life right now. And it's all my friends really want to talk about with me.
How are you coping with that?
It's hard. I'm doing my best. I'm trying to prioritize what my work needs to be done, so homework and everything. And I'm trying, when I'm uncomfortable, I kind of let my friends know, like, hey, let's change the subject. And I definitely do utilize guidance still. I go down to guidance a lot, especially lately, just to kind of be able to debrief for a couple minutes and then go right back to class.
Yeah, I imagine that this would be pretty overwhelming and, at least for now, kind of difficult to feel like you're leading a normal life.
Yeah.
Does this influence, I mean, I know it's only been a few days, but does it influence how you think about where you go now after high school and the kinds of things that you do or the kind of voice that you could have in the world?
Yeah, it definitely does. I've never been one to really watch the news as much and really get into politics, but I think that with this, the realization kind of came that my generation is going to be in office within a couple decades, maybe even one decade. And that kind of, I mean, I don't think it changed what I want to do as a career, but definitely some side stuff. Like, I want to go to marches and I want to go to rallies and, like, peaceful protests. I think that I definitely want that more involved in my life now, because if everyone comes together, I think it's a lot of a stronger message.
Angela, I want to double back to something that you said earlier, which was, you know, this was difficult for you because you were reporting someone who was a friend. Mm-hmm. And you say you knew you had to do it, but it was still hard. And the next morning you felt sick about it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, a lot of adults especially, say if you see something, you have to report it. And it's easy to say that and perhaps more difficult to do it when you know that it's going to impact the life of somebody that you care about or that you are friends with. So mm-hmm. What do you say to other people who might find themselves in your situation?
I definitely think that you have to put the bigger picture and the greater good above your friendship. And it is hard to do. It's still hard for me emotionally. I find myself very upset sometimes whenever I think about what kind of happened. And what I kind of see the thing is, what I kind of think about what I did in his eyes maybe is that I changed the way that he wanted his life to go. Even though I did save all these lives, I still changed his in what he views probably as a negative way. I obviously don't know because I'm not inside his head, but I kind of think that you gotta look at the greater good of everything. And yeah, you might have this sense of betrayal of a friendship, but I think that in this case, the reward was a lot, lot, lot greater.
Let me ask you one more question. Do you think if Parkland hadn't happened, would your actions have been the same? I mean, were they influenced by the news of the Parkland shootings?
I definitely was sickened by the Parkland shooting, but initially I knew that Jack had already made a comment before the Parkland shooting that was very, very unsettling to me, and I was planning to revisit it the next day, and then the next day the Parkland shooting happened. And that was definitely the conversation, where the conversation went. But I think that, no, I think that it was unsettling enough that I would have said something.
Mm. Well, Angela, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us, because I know this is a time for you that is overwhelming and full of requests from other people on your time. And I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for reaching out to me, too.
Angela McDevitt is the 17-year-old student who alerted authorities that Jack Sawyer may have been planning a shooting at Fairhaven Union High School.